and took off toward the house, and he looked around at me, and he got away with him so bad. He barked at me like he said, "You rascal, you." But I laughed at that dog all the way to house. He was mad about it.
Now, when you got out in the field and you got your shirt all
wet with perspiration,
you say, "Look how much I
sweated.
Look how much I sweated." Would folks ever get those kind of things on them? You know, they'd be real sore and you'd call out of what? Place you'd get on you that would have a big core in it. What would you call that?
That's a rising or a boa, carbuncle.
And
there's three names for it.
The stuff that would come out of that, you call that what?
Core.
Corruption.
Yeah. And then it'll have a core there, and you pull that core out, and it leaves a hole in there. And it ain't gonna get well to get that core out either.
Mm.
That's the seed of the infection, right there in that core. I had one when I was a little fella under one of my arms. I don't know which one. But that's not a good place to have one.
No.
Can't let your arm down, you can't use it. And I was running along one night. We'd been down to a neighbor's house and was going home. A cousin of ours was with us. He was my daddy's cousin, but I felt like he was kin to me, too. They had on a nice little suit. And I was about to get into some water, but I hadn't seen it. And he ran up behind me and just picked me up on my arm, you know, and he hit that ball, and I screamed. He thought what he'd done. And he began to apologize for picking me up. He says, "I didn't want you to get your feet wet in that water. I saw you wasn't going to see it." And I cried, of course. I guess I was about 6, 7 years old. That thing busted. He busted that thing. It just run all over me. But you know it got well. I just healed it up. Got to the house, my mother stripped me and bathed it and cleaned it up good, and I got eating. Boy, I went to sleep. I hadn't had any sleep much. Right? It kept me awake.
Now, when something stings you, you say, "A bee stung me in my hand." What would happen to it if a bee stung your hand?
Well, it'd hurt. But
you say, "A bee stung me in my hand."
Yeah. It didn't swell.
What?
It don't swell me much. It swells some people.
Okay.
A wasp hurts me worse than a bee.
What if you got an infection in your hand? You say, "I got an infection in my hand and it..." It what? It's...
I don't know. What's trying to get me to say?
Well, have you ever had anything that would make your... You say, you know, if you got an infection of some sort?
Yeah.
You say, "I got this infection in my hand that's made my hand, got what?
Stiff or swelled up or something."
Swelled up?
Yeah. It might be swelling.
I meant to ask you, can you tell me how you lost your finger?
Yeah.
You mind telling me?
Cut it off.
With a saw?
Yeah. Skill saw. 10-inch skill saw.
But that hurt?
No.
Did it?
Not too bad. And didn't bleed much either.
They couldn't put it back on though?
Oh, just a little piece of skin hanging down there. It wouldn't, this one won't bend. It is nearly cut in two, and this one was cut half off, and this one was cut